The Fountain of Youth. Arabia, the land of Scheherazade. Arabia, the land of the Anglo-American oil concessions. Arabia, the land that smells like an old tired date. Out in the burning sands, out in the burning sands of Arabia, there lived a famous sheik named Hassan Ali Bubu, which translated means the old lech. He had a stable of fine Arabian horses, which he loved, and a harem full of beautiful women that he couldn't, and a cellar full of the rarest wines that he shouldn't love. As a youth, he was able to jump from Bedouin to Bedouin. Ah, but now he was getting old. No, he didn't mind losing his hair. No, he didn't mind losing his teeth. But Allah. Now he'd lost his touch, and it was driving him crazy. He was always trying to get in the middle of something and not being able to do a thing about it. Besides, he didn't like to have his business talked about. Every afternoon at 4, he used to go to the bazaar and stand in front of the slave market to feast his tired eyes on some living work of art. One day he saw a beautiful girl who, like all Arabian women, had everything veiled but her intention. So he bought her. But, she said, you can lead me to your oasis. But you can never, never make me. He was so mad he almost did. Finally, he could stand it no longer. He summoned his chiefs together. Listen, he cried. Somewhere in this dust bowl of ours, there's reported to be a fountain of youth. Find me some of its waters. Oh, for poppycock, said one of the chiefs. Never mind for what, said Hassan. Find me some of the waters. But, said another chief. No buts, said Hassan. Find me the fountain of youth. He began to wave his scimitar around, which was about as far as he could go in those days. The chiefs knew if he lost his head, they'd lose theirs. They got the hell out of there and started searching. And the days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. The months turned into years. And Hassan turned into a nervous wreck. And the wives in the harem were very unhappy. They said if somebody doesn't find him a fountain soon, somebody's going to find us a you-know-what. When suddenly, like a mirage, a young man appeared holding a bottle in his hand. I am the guardian of the fountain of youth, he cried. And to prove his point, he stood straight up. Allah, cried Hassan, and grabbed the bottle. Wait, said the young man. Great hell, said Hassan, he drained the bottle. Suddenly his age changed from 60 to 50 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he disappeared altogether. So the moral of this story is, don't even bother to hunt for the mythical fountain of youth when your well goes dry. Because no matter how hard you try, you can never get a refill.